September 11th. Thank you.
Hard to get that out.
All the allergies that are floating around here. But my voice is strong and true, Richie, and I will win the day.
There you go.
Top topics of the day, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, as part of the Good Day Gang. Jennifer is in Alaska this week, listening, I'm sure. Maybe not. So it's September 11th. How are you observing it? Our poll today at DougSteffen.com asks you if you're doing something special. Are you going to a memorial, attending a church service? Are you going to have any reflection time on your own? Are you going to spend fine family time? Or is it just another work day? What is there that's appropriate? Maybe that's the question, Richard. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. And you can follow us on Facebook.com/ at Good Day Show or Good Day Show. The Twitter address is at Good Day Show. The appropriate way depends on, I guess, what you think is the significance of this for you, singularly.
Do September, we observe it?
Say again?
Do we observe the right word?
I think, yeah, it isn't celebration.
Right, yeah.
It isn't remembrance. Yeah, I think observe is a good word, and that's why we use that in the poll. There are a lot of September 11th responders still waiting for relief. That story at DougSteffen.com. I was just looking at the way that a lot of people, excuse me, especially New Yorkers, are going to, in a very sober, somber way, acknowledge what happened 11 years ago on this date. We, for many years, played back a tape of the conversation on the air. I was on the air at the time. This happened. I think we stayed on the. I stayed on the air for 3 or 4 hours.
A couple hours, yeah.
Yeah, one of the guys that was.
The guy who hosts a show that was after us at the time was stuck in traffic at the Pentagon.
Right.
I saw the plane hit the Pentagon.
Yeah.
So.
Right. So for you, for me, the September 11th attacks elicit sadness, maybe some anxiety, maybe anger for many, but. As we enter the 11th year after this day, it begs the question of how you ought to mark the occasion, the horrors of that day. Listening to all that, watching the video, those fools on television will fill the screen today with all of those the videos, the planes crashing into the
building. That much anymore, though?
Yeah, you do, and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of seeing that stuff. They play it for the same reason, to scare the hell out of everybody. So today, excuse me, and I apologize, I have some fall allergies that have gone into my throat. In terms of the anniversary itself and your consciousness and what we do to handle these sort of problems in the future. Are we going about it? We've wasted how many billions of dollars going into Iraq? We've wasted how many lives being in Afghanistan? The way there was a report I saw this morning of some Al-Qaeda leaders killed in Yemen.
Right.
Matter of fact, I think that from what I understand, another guy... I laugh at this because, excuse me, there are a series of men who have been second in command of Al Qaeda.
Yes.
That keep getting bumped off.
It's not a good job to have anymore.
No. There are, I think, at least six of these second in command guys that have been killed over the past, through the past year anyway. So the idea of getting these people. That's what we expect. We're getting.
What do you think it's like driving around in a, you know, in Yemen when you're on an open road and you hear some kind of a little bit of a faint whistle sign or a sound?
Adios.
Yeah.
See you later, alligator. Yeah. And so again, we think about September 11th and what to do. The remembrances of Pearl Harbor, for example. The remembrances of President Kennedy's assassination. The remembrances of the Space Shuttle Challenger. All of these things, important dates in our history. The news media and its penchant for scaring the hell out of everybody and being pretty irresponsible. I don't believe that that's the place to go to mark or remember what happened. I, because of what I do for a living, maybe it's a little easier for us to wrap ourselves around this and then ask you to think of what the appropriate response is, what the appropriate observance is. And so I ask you that now, knowing full well that there are many people who think this thing needs to be discussed and vetted every year. I'm not one of them.
And there's some
people
that,
all of the hoopla,
that think, oh, man. And this isn't to diminish what happened, or, but you're just like, oh, this day is just not going to be a fun day.
No. And then we hear that they spent $700 million for the memorial around the old Ground Zero. That's $60 million a year to maintain it. Why? That necessary? Why do we need a place? People say, oh, we need to go. Well, if you live in Missouri, you're not going to go to New York probably every September 11th.
It's a tourist attraction in New York for sure.
Yeah, and that's let's call it what it is.
Yeah.
A tourist attraction. You know, certainly you can be sober when you go there, or somber. Hopefully you're sober. I don't know. We all have a
different
way.
We're used to it here in Washington, D.C. We spend lots of money on
right
memorials.
Kind of,
and yeah, yeah. We just walk down the mall. There's one after the other.
There isn't one of you, though, who's listening to this program that doesn't have some distinct memory. And you will remember where you were and what you were doing when this attack took place. You are, in your mind, that's why I sort of went through, we all remember where we were at JFK, remember where we were with the Challenger, remember where we were with September 11th. You got it. I had a horrible dream last night. And I don't know whether it was because the last thing I did when I went to bed was read a little, and it happened that there was some material on television on September 11th. I had a horrible dream.
About
the end of the world.
Mm.
And it being today. And it was so vivid. It just was extraordinarily vivid in my mind.
Well, I got big plans tomorrow, so.
Oh, all right. So we'll wait until Thursday to make sure that it...
Right.
Yeah. I mean, but this is the kind of stuff that gets worked around in our brains. And so it's different. If you're in New York, you're going to do something. If you're in Washington, something else will happen. Half of Americans will observe today in an informal way, according to the Pew Research Center. 12% will do it in a formal manner. 30% say they will not do anything different today. 8% say they didn't have an opinion on what they were going to do. Our question, our poll at DougStephan.com is a little bit different, and the suggestion is that perhaps you just tell us, you think it through, and you can tell us if you want at 800-510-8255. There are plenty of you have plenty of stories. Last year, 1,712 people exchanged vows on September 11th. That's kind of interesting.
Hmm.
Nearly double the number of those who did so the last time September 11th fell on a Sunday, which was 2005. And things, September 11th is just, you don't do things on, in my world anyway.
Remember, most of the people who probably get married are in their 20s.
Mm-hmm.
So how old would they have been? They would have been 9, 10.
Yeah, don't you think all the video had an impact on people that age?
Oh, absolutely. Can you imagine being 9 or 10 years old on that day?
Yeah. So do we mourn or do we move on? 800-510-8255. It's tough to navigate between those two positions, it seems to me. It's important, though, for us to work at recovering from all of these things. Sometimes there are folks who feel guilty. Some people, they want to go back and say, Dick Cheney did it, or, go through all of that stuff that becomes part of, at this point, the silly stuff about the World Trade Center. You all remember where you were, though, and that's the thing with me. Man, the telling of the story on the air, hearing people. I remember Roberta Fasanelli, who's on the air with me, said she thought it was a small plane. She's in New York. Right. First reports were it was a small plane that hit the building. All right. So lots of people who want to sound off on observing September 11th. Help yourself. We'll do a lot of that in this hour. And that's probably the top topic of the day for sure. So we'll give it a little more time than we do most of the things that we work our way through. 800-510-8255. You have a problem? I have a
You have a problem.
I have a problem. I'm going to do some of these live commercials today. You have, shall I not do it? Maybe I shouldn't do it. is it distracting, Richie, enough?
It is.
If I tell the story? All right, so I won't tell
it. So let me take care of it for you.
Yes, please, Rich.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist. When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? Geico, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from Geico. It really is as simple as that.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
No, it really bugs the heck out of me. The politicians who use September 11th for their own play, for their own gain, for their own benefit. That really ticks me off. 800-510-8255. We'll talk about this in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant in your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I think we'll dispense with our normal late night stuff here because it's fun to have it on the air. Breaks up some of the conversation this hour, but I'm not sure that it's necessary or appropriate here as we spend our time on September 11th. One of the things that really disgusts me is looking at these responders who are still waiting for relief. The 11 years between now and then, President Obama signed into law a bill meant to compensate responders and survivors who became ill following exposure to all the debris and the chemicals and that sort of thing.
9/11 cancer, they call it.
Right. But there's no money to fund it. It's the 9/11 Health and Compensation Act. It's a process to get it funded, and it hasn't taken place yet. So what do you think about that when you hear these sorts of stories where men and women gave their all and they're not being taken care of? There's something fishy about that. It's the same as soldiers who are hurt in battle and they come back and they don't get taken care of. It's disgusting. Ron in Sumter, South Carolina, you're on. Good day. Hi, sir.
Hey, how you doing, George?
I'll be Doug. George was on before me.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I hope you get to feeling better, Doug.
Thank you. I feel fine, actually. It's just my voice affected by pollen and stuff that's in the air. Anyway, go ahead, sir.
I was just remembering, I always remember September 11th because my baby girl was born August 30th, and she was in Charlotte, North Carolina. She went through 3 open heart surgeries.
Oh, my.
And they were talking about shutting down Charlotte because this is the second largest financial district in the United States of America, and they were scared that it was going to be attacked also.
Yeah.
And so we saw the Twin Towers fly, the planes flying to the Twin Towers, and saw them fall, and I never forget the awe and shock over it, and it's really burned into my mind, almost like the Challenger exploding. I was in school whenever that went up, and I'm just so thankful for our military, and I'm so thankful that we live in the greatest country in the world, and just appreciate the sacrifice. You know, we call it sacrifice. Those people that died, that they had no idea that they were going, that was going to be their last day on Earth.
What do you think of the way I just described, and there's a story at DougStephan.com about how the many of the September 11th responders are still waiting to be not necessarily just compensated, but taken care of. Some of the health issues they have are horrible, horrendous.
Well, I think that's atrocious, to be honest with you, because when we can fund a memorial,
yeah,
and they should be
700 million. Yeah, right. There are a lot of there's a lot of private money in that, but there's also a lot of public money. I think that may be the point. You just hit it, Ron. We can spend the money for the memorial. How come we can't spend the money for the human beings that helped serve during that, not just that day, but it was weeks and months for many of those people. All right, Ron, thank you, and good luck to your daughter. Here's Margaret in Defiance, Ohio. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Doug. I am going to fly my flag today the way I do for all the military not holidays, but events like Pearl Harbor and Normandy.
Yep.
And but I would like to know, made some cynical comments about the memorial, calling it a tourist attraction. And I understand what you just said about there should be money spent on the people.
Yeah, that's my point. That's why I'm cynical about it. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
But do you feel the same way about the Pearl Harbor and World War II?
No,
memorial?
Because those guys are taken care of and there aren't many of them left. We're going to have to pause. I'll talk about it on the other side of the bottom of the hour, Margaret. Thanks for your call.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you're like me, all the new social media sites popping up are enough to make your head spin. Have you been on Pinterest yet? Think of it like a bulletin board of all your favorite stuff. Hobbies, decoration, recipes, and yes, travel. Each of those images links to content and information. You can create a pin board of every place on your bucket list, or get ideas on destinations that weren't on your list. There's a similar new site called Love It. A cool feature on Love It is that there's a private setting, so you can collaborate with a select few friends to plan your trip or share photos. And then there's a website and app that was specifically designed for travel called GoGoBot. It connects you to friends' recommendations and advice on hotels, restaurants, and activities. You can also create virtual postcards and, once again, share your photos. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Not long ago, I went to Wells Fargo to talk about ways they could help with my business's cash flow.
It often takes 3 days or more for merchants to get paid from any credit or debit card transactions.
Exactly.
Well, we could set you up with a merchant services account where you could get paid as soon as the next business day for most transactions.
That was a conversation worth having, and the $100 reward for opening a new merchant services account made me feel even better.
Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. See banker for offer details. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, choose from 60-inch LG plasmas or 55-inch LG LED TVs for a special price. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
After the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, the top topics of the day, with apologies for my voice, nothing wrong with me physically, or emotionally, or mentally, or spiritually.
You get this about twice a year, yeah, don't you?
Yeah, once in the fall.
Spring and fall.
We're not even into fall yet. Yeah, the ragweed, I've been mowing a lot of hay lately, and it's really heavy stuff. The air is...
You need one of those masks.
Yeah, I have some of them. I just never use them.
Good. Good.
Yes. Do as I say, not as I
right.
do. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Rich at DougSteffen.com. 11 years since this ill-fated day has been etched in the minds of all of us. As you get older, the things change. And the September 11th responders waiting for relief. I am upset about that. Our poll today asks how you're observing September 11th. Spend a little bit more time on this, and then there are other things that are in the topic bin that need a little fresh air. Before I get back to your calls, though, at 800-510-8255, I want to go back to what the lady asked me as we had to end our conversation a few minutes ago. In terms of the cynicism which she thinks I expressed about the money spent on the memorial, I am cynical because it's mortar, it's brick, it's marble, it was a nice construction job for a lot of New Yorkers, but what does it do? And why do we have money for that? And we don't have money to help the families and those who are sick who were first responders. I don't like that, and I don't approve of it,
so,
and I don't think it's appropriate.
And it's hard to talk about this because people always, and oh my gosh, they're against a memorial for 9/11. But what you're saying,
I didn't say that.
What
I'm
you're saying is,
memorial.
Is if we got the money for that,
yeah, why don't we have the money for the people who helped right. us work through the terrorist attack itself?
Do you think we should be? We should have a memorial to remember, or do you?
Yeah, I think it's something simple. $700 million. Why do we need to spend $700 million?
Right.
I think something
is 60 million
simple.
A year.
Right.
That does seem outrageous.
It sure is.
That's a lot of money, man.
Yep.
What could that money do?
Right. Exactly. What good? That's the question, Richie. Thank you. What could you do with that money besides spend it on this? Here's Patricia in El Paso, KTSM. Hi, Patricia.
Good morning, Doug. I couldn't agree more with that. Really, it's not going to bring anybody back from the grave. And I think America needs to get some coping skills and realize that we're chasing ghosts.
You know, that's a wonderful way of putting it, Patricia. We become wimpish. The news media always flails us into these positions of guilt and things that are dishonorable, in my opinion. We need to stand up. We acknowledge what happened. Maybe we understand some of the reasons for it. Maybe we don't. But a backbone would be nice here in this circumstance. And taking care of the people who gave their lives, their families, the people who are still alive that are suffering, all of that stuff, it seems to me, is part of what's more important than this big gargantuan of a memorial that isn't... I'm not sorry. I think it's stupid. Frankly,
like I said, Doug, you know, I really think we as a country need to get out of this insane world, war, and we need to put our efforts in something more positive. We need to share the love in this country, and we need to come together.
Yep, you're right about that.
And we would just think that we are fighting an idea.
Yeah,
how we've become, do you stop
we
an
have,
idea in somebody's brain or heart? You can't.
No, and that's been, you know, it has been more, the death of Bin Laden has stirred these people up again. Not that it wasn't appropriate and good to get rid of them. It was, should have got rid of them, you know, 9 or 10 years ago when we first went into Afghanistan.
We need to ask ourselves who's benefiting from this.
Well, you know who's benefiting from it. It's all military. It's the military-industrial complex. It's all these people.
So today, you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I am going to pass some love, and I want to go help out and try to see if I can help out at my shelters, because there's plenty of veterans and plenty of need there. There's a lot of poor people out there that need help.
Yep, you're right across from Fort Bliss. A lot of former soldiers are in tough straits there. You're right, Patricia. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us. Becky's in Alexandria, Louisiana. Becky, you're on. Good day. Hi.
Good morning, Doug.
Morning.
And thank you for the topic.
Sure.
I want to honor the dead and celebrate their lives by celebrating freedom. And the way we do that is by revisiting the Patriot Act and the oppression of Homeland Security and dismantle it.
Yep.
We need competency in the NSA and the CIA. And giving up of our freedoms does not honor these victims.
What a wonderful way of suggesting or saying what is on the hearts and minds of a lot of people, including yours truly, Becky.
The Patriot Act
is a disgrace. Thank you, sir. All right, Becky, take good care. 800-510-8255. As a matter of fact, you want to see something that really tells a story about the aftermath of September 11th? The video of the day today at DougStephan.com. We don't even remember why the TSA was put into the airport now, and they don't remember why they were there. This is a perfect example. Today's video is an exchange between a woman and a TSA agent, and the agent didn't like her attitude, so he detained her from getting onto her flight. There is audio with this. As a matter of fact, Richie, why don't you play the audio? This is so disgusting, disgraceful, and this is completely a result of our reaction to September 11th. There hasn't been one terrorist stopped by the TSA. We spend billions and billions and billions of dollars for these buffoons every year. Listen to this, and better yet, check it out, the video of the day.
Do you think that I'm honestly a threat?
No, but with your attitude.
Go ahead and come get the straight. This is retaliatory for my attitude. This is not making the airways safer. It's retaliatory.
Pretty much sense we have.
So, is that legal?
Yes, it is.
If this woman,
pretty much, yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's one more time. One more time so you can hear
it. Yeah, play it again.
Do you think that I'm honestly a threat?
Do you think that
no,
you
no,
can
no, but
keep
your attitude? No.
So wait a minute. Let me get this straight. This is retaliatory for my attitude. This is not making the airwaves safer. It's retaliatory.
Yes, it is.
You know, I told you the story about what happened to me. I'm used to going through the American Airlines check-in and pretty much, I'm talking about Los Angeles, LAX, pretty much have the system down, the people down. I know which screening device I want to go through. And so I maneuver myself when I use American, which is most of the time. I had to fly another airline out of Terminal 3. I can't remember if it was Virgin. I think it was, some months ago. So when I went through, I don't want to go through the x-ray machine. So I opt out, and they're supposed to give you a pat-down. And instead of me being treated as you should be treated to expeditious handling, when you opt out, they penalize you. They put you in a box and leave you there because they don't want anybody to get out of the system. It's work for them. So I kind of, there were 14 agents standing around doing nothing. The guy who was there in line whispered, "Mail check," and nobody responded because nobody heard him. And I looked at him. I said, "What are you trying to pull here?" He said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Speak loudly so somebody can hear you." And then he whispered a little bit louder, "Mail check." And he did this four times until I got so enraged, I said, "Get me your supervisor." So this little punk comes over and gives me a lot of sass about not I wasn't being treated. And meanwhile, I'm standing over here, and I'm waiting. It's been 6 minutes, 7 minutes, 8 minutes, and that's completely it's disrespectful. It's not honor. I mean, there's nothing about it other than these two jerks trying to be big, tough guys.
Yeah.
So what I noticed was that somebody went through my bags, and I didn't pay much attention when I got out and went through all of their foolishness and grabbed my bags. When I went down to the gate, I noticed that I didn't have my phone. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, these guys rifled through my bags. What kind of a stunt did they pull? So I went back. Fortunately, I had enough time. Went back to the agent who was supposedly in charge. I said, "I want to know what if you have what do you have for phones? Somebody find a phone." "Well, describe it for me." I said, "It's a black cell phone." And he opens up the drawer and says, "Nope, nothing in here like that." I said, "Are you sure?" He said, "Yeah, there's no black phones in here." "Well, aren't most phones black?"
Mm-hmm.
So the lady who's sitting over at the desk, who's got a phone, I said, "Dial this number, please, for me." And I gave her my cell phone number. And it rang in the drawer.
Yeah.
So they open the drawer, they get the phone out, and they give it to me. And I look at the guy. I said, "What about this phone isn't black?" He said, "Well, it has a red circle around the middle of it." I said, "You jerk." And they looked at me like they wanted to try to find a reason for not letting me get on the plane. You're the people. You're the kind of people that give this whole operation the mistrust,
yeah,
and misguidance that you the bad publicity. You're responsible for it. You two clowns. And I looked at them both in disgust and walked away. And they laughed. They looked at me and smirked. You know, that's the kind of stuff we're talking about. And that's what people think about when it comes to September 11th all too often. It's unnecessary. And that Nazi who runs the TSA, what's his name? Pastore.
Yeah.
it's just indescribable the kind of nonsense that people as Americans have to put up with at the hands of these stormtroopers. It is, it's over the top. And you can see now, this is what I think about when I think about September 11th, the needless harassment. The terrorists win every time you go through
and that's the,
a TSA
that's the problem.
Checkpoint.
It's the reaction that we've had. And,
yeah,
you know, some of it is necessary, but, you know, this stuff at the TSA, when you have to go through these things, and it's just ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. And why there isn't a complete revolt. And just everybody just says, "No, we're not doing this anymore." And it brings the system to a grinding halt. That's what we need.
They just don't do it well.
No, they don't. It could be very quick, very easy, very compliant. And the equipment could be what it ought to be instead of dangerous for you. All of that sort of thing. But this is big government at its best. And you want more of it because, well, anyway, let me get off, not go down some political street. It's It really is. It's astounding what people will put up with in the name of what they think is security. What is the expression? If you give up, I'm trying to remember it. If you give up safety
Franklin.
For freedom or something like that.
Those who give up freedom for security.
Have neither.
Yeah.
Right. Doug's good day at 14 before the hour.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards or postcards and get 250 free. Details in store or staples.com/250free. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. That's because 70% of teens who abuse prescription drugs get them from family and friends. Even more shocking, prescription pain relievers have contributed to more overdose deaths than street drugs like cocaine and heroin. Safeguard your medicine and talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. Visit drugfree.org to learn more. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, so here's something. We spend the whole hour on September 11th, and that's not bad. The multi-million-dollar memorial in New York bothers me. The more modest approach, the memorial in western Pennsylvania that is now open to honor those who are on Flight 93, 350,000 people visited that since it's opened last year, in the past year. Isn't that amazing? 350,000 of you think that this is a worthwhile event, and it is. This is a wonderful way, there's an educational component to this that I think is very important, and this thing is so far off the beaten track.
Yeah.
It's a field in the middle of rural western Pennsylvania. It's completely open. There's no building. There's a walkway that ends in that wall with the 40 names of the people that were on the plane. That's it. 350,000 visitors. National Park Service runs it, and it costs next to nothing to go there. I think that's what's appropriate.
That's
frankly.
Very nice.
Yep, 51 past the hour on Good Day.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Now, 53 after on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Yeah, September 11th, it is a big deal and something we ought to spend time talking about, and that's why I've stayed with it for most of this hour. Time now, though, for technology. In a moment, the most dangerous celebrity searches, that is, the sites with the most
spam,
malware, and viruses and that sort of thing. Before we get to that, though, our reporter Shelley Palmer has GoDaddy in his sites.
Oh.
One of the largest web hosts, largest domain registers, hacked
by
a member of the group Anonymous. Shelley Palmer has the details in a moment here on Good
Day.
This
is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. It gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, choose from 60-inch LG plasmas or 55-inch LG LED TVs for a special price. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer ends September 22nd, 2012. Quantities limited.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, did you notice that quite a few websites were unavailable during the day on Monday? You weren't alone. GoDaddy, one of the largest web hosts and the largest domain registrar, was hacked allegedly by a member of the hacker group Anonymous. GoDaddy hosts millions of websites, and while it's not clear if all of the sites it hosts were down, the number of unavailable sites was at least in the thousands. The source of the hack hasn't been confirmed, though the Anonymous member taking credit tweeted that he did it to test GoDaddy's security. Aside from a little embarrassment for GoDaddy, there probably won't be a huge amount of fallout from this attack. But imagine if a different large institution, one more essential to our daily lives, was hacked. Like a bank, for instance. What kind of chaos would ensue? It's an issue, there's no doubt about it. We all just better start paying attention. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
I like saving money. I mean, it's not like I have a purse stuffed with coupons or... Okay, I do. The other day, I went into Wells Fargo to get help with a car loan.
Good news. You qualify for our double discount promotion. Get double the interest rate discount we normally give on select new loans and lines of credit just for being a Wells Fargo checking package customer.
And the best part? I didn't even need a coupon.
Come to Wells Fargo to discuss how the double discount promotion can help with the interest rate on your new loan or line of credit. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Subject to credit qualification. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Equal housing lender.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. You may have gone through this in your mind already.
What's that?
When I mentioned the most dangerous celebrity searches. Emma Watson.
Really?
Is dangerous. According to the security software company McAfee, she is the most dangerous celebrity to search for. There's a 1 in 8 chance searching for Emma Watson will lead to viruses and really destructive stuff.
Really?
On your computer. All right. Number 2 on the list, Richie.
Uh-huh.
Jessica Biel.
Yeah, I can see that one.
Why?
Because they're going to have pictures of her on sites that are going to attract you in and then hack you. Yeah.
Really? All right. Eva Mendez is number 3.
Yeah.
Selena Gomez, number 4.
Yeah.
Halle Berry, number 5.
Really?
Yeah. Last year's number 1, Heidi Klum, didn't even make the top 10 this year. Apparently, it's more dangerous to search for women. The only guy to make it in the top 20 was Jimmy Kimmel. What does that tell you? What's going on there? But that really is pretty amazing.
Yeah,
all right, so you go looking for celebrities, and we do it all the time because we're telling stories all the time about these people.
Well, the key is that you just have to know, okay, here's a link to a website featuring this celebrity. Do I want to go there? Like, when I go there, like, I just searched Emma Watson on Google, and I just, images, okay, yeah, that's the Harry Potter girl.
Right.
I'm not going to go to any website with pictures or video of her, because that's where you get in trouble.
Yeah, so you'd have to click through one more level, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
In order to get into trouble.
Yeah, I'm still on the Google page.
Right, all right, so if you stay on the first page, then you'd probably be okay.
Yeah, or the first couple of links are CBS News, the Washington Post. I know I'm safe there, EmmaWatson.com. I know I'm safe there.
Right. So then maybe the third level would be the level, in that case.
Right.
Jessica Biel, who is attractive and popular. But how do they attach these things? That's what I never have understood. How do you take a picture and attach something to it? And then the better question is why? Because, you know, it's what do you get out of it? You hack somebody, so what? What does that get you?
Your credit card information.
Not mine, Richie.
Trying to get.
Not
well,
mine.
Because you're not going 2, 3, 4 clicks into it.
No, because I don't use my computer to buy stuff. That's why I don't do it.
But you don't need to.
Uh-huh. No. I think we've had this discussion before.
Yeah.
And you lose. It's Richie and Doug on the Good Day program, 59 past the hour.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.